Hi, this is Christina Tarode, News Director for SearchCIO.com. I'm speaking today with Mark Egan, CIO of VMware, and we're going to be talking about the challenges facing CIOs today, as well as getting into what VMware's own BYOD strategy is, and to finally talk about how he sees the role of the CIO changing. Hi, Mark. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Christina. My pleasure.
What are the challenges facing CIOs today? I know that you talk a lot with VMware's customer CIOs.
I think there are three things that CIOs are grappling with in my discussions with them. It's cloud, social, and mobile. And if we could drill down into that, I think that as far as the cloud is concerned, it's how do I take advantage of these changes that are happening in the industry? How do I set up a private cloud in my environment so that I can move faster and be more cost-effective? And then how do I start taking advantage of public clouds, which also will offer me flexibility in economics and so forth? The second one is around social. Is how do I bring the social experience or that consumer experience I have at home into the enterprise? So if you think about it, when you're at home, you have a Facebook, you have Twitter, something like that. There's no training, there's no manuals. It's very seamless and easy to use. You go to work, and then you have these Soviet-era interfaces on these applications, and employees find it very difficult to use those. So our challenge is bringing that experience, that ease of use, that social experience into the enterprise. And finally, there's the mobile. Everything is moving to those handheld devices. So we as IT professionals have to figure out how do we embrace those? How do we get all of our applications and make it very easy for our business partners to use that handheld device, or if they have a tablet, or if they have a laptop, and a very seamless experience across all three of those. But those are the three challenges that we talk about a lot.
At your own company, I know you call it a BYOM strategy or approach. What is that about?
Well, what we've done, Christina, is that I was in a situation where we had, I thought, a fairly diverse number of devices. But if you talk to my business partners, it wasn't good enough. I mean, there would always be some new device that I wasn't offering. We're also spending a little bit more than the industry average. So what we did is we came up with a BYOM, or bring your own mobile device, where our employees can bring any device they want, just so long as it supports ActiveSync or BEZ on the back end. And then we have guidelines on how much they can spend. So what we've actually got is a win-win here. We have the choice by the employees, and then we've actually achieved some savings as a result of the program. So we've rolled out it in the U.S., and we did it in about 90 days in, you know, classic VMware speed. But the results have been very positive.
And you had mentioned savings. Can you talk a little bit about those types of savings, where they're coming from?
The savings were really twofold. We came up with criteria for use of a business phone. Do you require a phone as a part of your job? And then what we were able to do is you know, narrow the employees that truly needed a phone. And then secondly would be the usage of that phone. So, I mean, is this a legitimate business use? So if you have a company phone, I just don't think you pay as much attention to those kind of phone bills. But I guarantee you, if it's your personal phone you're using for business, you're going to pay a lot more attention. So we found that we saved about 30% thus far. The results are preliminary, you know, and this is a seven-figure savings for us thus far in the program.
There's a lot of talk about how the CIO role needs to change. Where do you see it going?
What I see is that we will become less technology-focused and more business-focused as we go forward. The challenge for us as CIOs is how can we help our business really accomplish two goals? How can we build better products, and how can we sell those products to our customers? A CIO, you know, really challenge for them is to go out, what are the best practices in the industry? You know, what are your competitors doing? How can you bring those practices into your business so your business can be more successful? And I think that's really where the role is shifting as a CIO in the future.
Thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine. It's my pleasure.
This has been Christina Tarode, News Director for Search CIO, speaking with Mark Egan, CIO of VMware.